Well, the little bastards, I mean kids, are going back to school. Isn't that something? Can you believe that? An entire summer shot. It was way too warm this summer, and it's not going away just yet, in the Northeast especially, but throughout the country. This has been the hottest summer on record. It's been the hottest August on record. In most parts of the country.
What does that mean, Ron?
Is the sun getting closer? Yeah.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
The sun is only 3 miles away.
Whatever.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us.
Yeah, right.
As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours.
Good.
And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the program. How are you? Good. Nice to hear it. How is your night? Good. That's nice. Did you have a nice day? Yeah, that's nice. Good. Fine. Good. I was invited to a party last night, and I didn't go. Because I'm antisocial? No. Because I'm intolerant? Yeah. That's why. The older I get, the less tolerance I have for everything. It's true. When I was a little kid, run, put on your boots, it's going to snow. Okay. Whatever. Ron, don't leave the back door open, and don't run with scissors. Okay, I won't. I didn't. Ron, get in the car quickly. Okay, you're a stranger, but whatever. You have candy. I didn't question things. But then I got older. But even in school, I didn't question things. Like if the teacher said, Columbus discovered Argentina. Oh, okay. I have no basis to argue with that. You can't argue with history. Ron, 2 and 2 is 4. I don't think so. I know it to be 5. No, it's 4. Trust me, it's 4. Okay. All right. Ron, we're getting married. Okay. What am I supposed to say? Ron, get your underpants off the floor. What is this, a garbage scow? Put them away. Okay. But then when I got even older than that, I started questioning things. And I started realizing, no more. No more. I'm not putting up with things just because you say that. No. My experience is starting to cut in. And as I recall through my life, that didn't work too well when I said, okay. So now I just don't do anything. I just, whatever somebody says, I say no. Ron, make your put your blinker on when you're going to make a left-hand turn in the car. No, I'm not going to do that. Sorry. Nope. So I got invited to this party. And it was an outdoor party. I don't like outdoor parties at all because there's no boundaries, There's no boundaries. And people were asked to bring a what they called a covered dish. I don't know what that means. I guess cover your dish so no one can see what this is. Everybody was asked to bring a little something, and then what you're supposed to do is take a communal spoon and start spooning through food that other people have cooked, and most of them can't cook, and it has been sitting out on the counter for 7 hours, and then sits outside in 90-degree weather for another 3 hours. Ron, try the potato salad. I don't think so. I don't think so, unless this is your own creation, moldy potato salad, in which case it looks tasty. No, I don't think so. I'm not eating other people's food. It's not that I think people are out to poison me. I know they are. Not on purpose. Not on purpose. It's just that outside gatherings, bring your own food, bring a dish, you know, that everybody can share. It's just, it's a communal thing that I'm not into. At least they have sneeze guards on salad bars. Come on, man. You got these gnats and moths flying around, and mosquitoes. Seriously? Citronella candle? Give me a break. What do you think all the bugs go? Whoa, don't go near that place. Don't go near that place for like 100 yards. They got a citronella candle. Oh my God, no. Come on, bugs, let's go somewhere else. Come on, man, come on. People with skin and blood standing outside, 50 of them, you think mosquitoes would say to themselves, don't bother them, they're trying to have a party, leave them alone? No, they don't. This is a fest for them. It's like they're vampires with, you know, fresh blood. Come on, man. And I can't do the small talk. I've talked about this before on the show. I'm sorry. I can sit here and do 2 hours of mindless entertainment for you. But when it comes to small talk, that's like really small. That's how is the weather? How's the family? Come on. If I were real honest, I'd say to the person, look, that's small talk. Stop it. Just stop it. You want to talk about an issue or some type of deep-seated problem that you have? Or you want to talk about the failure of your marriage? I can get into that. You want to talk about people's insensitivity to each other in today's society? I can get into that. But don't say to me, hey, it's been hot lately. What is my retort supposed to be? No, it hasn't. I'm freezing. Ron, it's 100 degrees. Okay, now we're getting into a conversation. How's the weather? Come on. How was your summer? What is it, time to wrap it up? How was your summer? Well, let's see. On July 1st, I got up, took a dump, combed my hair, not in that order, and unfortunately, and can't remember what I had for breakfast. What do you mean, how was my summer? Good. And yours? Good. All right, now, where does this leave us? What's next? What do we do now? Where are we going with this? Where are we going with this? Talk about yourself. Talk about something that concerns you, or maybe you want my opinion on something. I am a registered doctor. They don't know I'm not. They have no idea. You can say, that's the great thing about meeting people for the first time, that you know that you're probably not going to talk to a lot. Just lie to them. It's so much fun. Trump taught me that. Ron, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a neurosurgeon. What is a neurosurgeon? I don't know. But I am one. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have to leave the party early. I'm doing an operation in the morning. Unless they call me overnight, then I'll do it like tonight. But I can't drink and I can't socialize, so I must leave now. Goodbye. Ron's a neurosurgeon. No, he's not. He's a talk show host. Crap! He lied to me. Yeah, what, are you going to arrest him? Is there? Apparently not. Trump lies like 100 times a day. Do they arrest him? No, they just go, well, he lies. He lies. What the hell? He's the president of the United States, the leader of the free world. He lies all day. So what? What's the big deal? Seriously? You want to get into this Trump thing, huh? You want to start with me? Don't start with me. Ooh. John McCain passed away over the weekend, as you know. Flags at half-mast throughout Washington, D.C. White House, no. White House drops the flag for, I think, 24, maybe 48 hours. I think it was 24. Then they put it back to full mast. So what they're saying is, John McCain died. Yeah, we said hello, and now the flag's back where it was. That's enough. And yet all over the country, flags flown half-mast. Trump, the best he could say, because he said so many nasty things about John McCain, like, I only respect soldiers that aren't captured. I mean, so now McCain passes away. What's Trump to do? All of a sudden say he was a great American war hero, even though Trump's been saying he was a dipshit. I mean, what do you do? Don, you painted yourself into a corner, and boy, did he paint one. So the flag goes up again. The Veterans Administration leans on the White House immediately and says, what are you crazy? What are you, sick? Put that flag halfway down again, you jerk, you idiot, you scumbag. So Trump does, because that's a lot of his base there, the veterans, you know. Trump was at a public thing in the White House, and all the reporters were there, and they kept screaming, say something about John McCain, say something about John McCain. And Trump just sat there with his mouth closed, would not open his mouth, just sat there and stared at them like some type of chastised schoolboy in second grade. It was beautifully demeaning to Trump. Beautifully demeaning. That's what happens, Don, when you flap your mouth. Because this isn't about John McCain, people are spending a lot of time and conversation about how great John McCain was as an American, even though many disagreed with his policies and his views. They admitted he was a great American. He was a patriot. He was a war hero. He did work with people from both sides of the aisles, Republicans and Democrats. Yes. Trump focuses off of Trump. So Trump, and yet he can't say anything because the guy just died. So Trump was like in a dilemma. So he just shut up. He just said what he had to say. My condolences to the family. That was all he said, really. To this day, to this moment, it's an embarrassing situation. This Trump guy, man, if we can survive the next 2.25 years, it will be a miracle. Hopefully, something will occur that'll get him out earlier. Because this man is all about himself, doesn't care about you. And Donald, let remind you of something. That White House that you sit in, it's not your house. You're not sitting in the house for 4 years. Oh, God, 8 years. Oh, is that possible? Oh, my God. That belongs to the American people. You were voted in, not really, actually, but, you know, electoral college-wise, you were. Popular vote, you weren't. It's not your house, man. Get the fuck out of my house. You're a guest. You screw up, you're out of my house. All right, enough about him. I'm sorry. Again, if you're not familiar with me, I don't particularly care for Donald Trump. I'm very concerned about his policies and the fact that he wants to turn the United States into a kingdom. Donald Trump says, quote unquote, I respect Kim Jong-un, Vladimir Putin. These are great people, and I respect them. John McCain? No, I don't respect him. What are you doing? Anyway, it just bothers me to have a 2-year-old child sitting in the White House, stomping his feet all the time, saying, pay attention to me, to me, to me, to me. I want to run everything without anybody getting in the way, and I'm going to destroy everything that gets in my path. And he said, quote unquote, I will destroy people that cross me, that don't agree with me. Wow. He actually says everything that he is. He makes it very easy for you not to care for him. Again, I'll say it for the last time today. I disagree with a lot of the stuff that Trump is doing. but doesn't have to do with that. Doesn't have to do with his silly ideas and his silly policies, which are silly, most of them. It has to do with the fact that there's no human being. There is no leader in that White House. There is nobody to bring the country together. The man's purpose is to divide the country, because if you divide the country and you cause chaos, then he comes out on top. If the country's united, Donald's gone. Donald's gone. It's despicable. Okay, that's enough. Did you have a good time? The kids are going back to school. I think that should be the focus of our conversation today. And it shall be. So let's get it on.
We could play all the cool, exciting bumper music we want, and it won't change the fact that you're listening to a grumpy old man with a bug up his ass about just about everything. It's Ron Van Dam on New England Broadcasting. This kind of music gives him a screaming headache. That's why we play it.
Yeah, well, okay, fine. All right, yeah, I'm grumpy, but I'm a man of love. Anyway, kids going back to school. Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry, kids. Hey, I was a kid once, too, believe it or not. I think I was. I'm not sure. Maybe I wasn't. Come to think of it, I guess I wasn't. But you were. We were all kids at one point, age-wise, and we all didn't want to go back to school. We liked not going to school. I never particularly enjoyed the summer, to be honest with you, because I sweat easy. And the sweat drips into my eyes. Ooh, chicka bow bow, sweat. That's very sexy, isn't it? Why isn't when a woman sweats, it's like, whoa, look at her, she's glistening. Her chest is glistening, look at her sweat. Ooh, that is hot. Yet when a guy sweats, it's, ew, what a fat pig. Ew, there's sweat coming off his, ew, don't touch it. Don't touch him. Get away from him. A woman, chew, yeah, babies, yeah, sweating down. It's crazy. Anyway, I didn't like the summer, but I like not going to school. Now I know you kids, most of you, just really, this is like marching to your death, pretty much. I get it on a kid level. But nonetheless, kids, you have parents, and they deserve a break for a lot of months. They've put up with you all summer for the most part, unless they shipped you off to camp. That's what my parents did to me. They shipped me off to camp. And it wasn't just for the afternoon. No. They shipped me to summer camp where I left the first week of July just after the Independence Day holiday. And I didn't come back until the third week of August. And my parents, I hope they were having sex every day, because otherwise they probably didn't. So, you know, I don't know. I think they went away and did things. But they got me out of their hair for a long time. But it's time for the kids to go back. It's time to go back into what I call the National Babysitting Service, which is the school system. Ron, that's a horrible thing to say. Yeah, but it's true. You know that. You know it's true. This is the time for parents to get back to their own careers, their own lifestyles, their own beings. Instead of everything's for the children. Where's little Johnny? How's little Johnny doing? Did little Johnny eat yet? Did little Johnny go to the bathroom? Is it time to bathe Johnny? Is Johnny going to go to bed yet? I mean, Johnny. Can't wait till that little bird flies the nest, you know what I'm saying? It's time, kids. It's time to go back to school. I know that you're not there to learn. You're there to be with your friends and socialize and carry your little lunch boxes around and play with the little calculators and your little cell phones and while the teacher's trying to teach you history, you're on your cell phone looking up porno sites. I know, I get it. I didn't have cell phones when I was a kid, and if I did, the school certainly would not have let me bring them into the classroom. So I don't know where it's going here. I really don't. I don't know what society's happening. It's just crazy. I have no idea. But it's time to go back to school, kids. It's time to be babysat in that institution. Here's something we're dealing with this year that we kind of didn't deal with as much in other years, and that's school safety. With these last year with the school shootings, my God, where did that come from all of a sudden? What? That's been going on for a few years now. I'd say a good 5 years. And it seems like every year there are more and more of them, to the point where some type of violence in the school that involves a gun is almost commonplace, where it's, oh my God, a child got into the school with a gun, or an adult got into the school with a gun and violence occurred. I mean, is this going to be commonplace? Everything seems to push the limits. Profanity, censorship, violence in schools, terrorism. Everything seems to be pushing the limits. Presidencies. Everything seems to be like testing the borders. Like, we seem to be going overboard all over the place. And at some point, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what side of the aisle you may sit on, whether you be a left, right, Republican, Democrat, whatever the case may be, at some point you got to say to yourself, anarchy, that doesn't usually work. So can we just, you know, stop building walls for aliens and immigrants to get into the country? Start building walls around ourselves as far as our decency is concerned. If you're going to be a human being living in this country, you have to have some decency, some respect, some type of humanity to you. If you're going to walk around this country and just want to make tons of money and screw everybody else and do whatever you want, anytime you want, say anything you want, anytime you want to say it, then this isn't going to work out between us. This democracy thing ain't going to work out. Everything's a good concept until you abuse it and push its limits. And that's where we're going here. Let's let decency, morals, and respect be our boundaries. And if you feel like you want to cross those boundaries, move to another country. It's about time you stop saying, hey, don't move into our country. We don't want you here. It's about time you packed your bags and got the hell out of here, because we don't want you here. Go make your money and your millions at everybody else's expense somewhere else, but not in my backyard. Ron, what's with you today? What kind of cereal did you have? Was it sugar laden? No, I don't eat sugar cereals, no. I did as a kid. I love Sugar Smacks, Sugar Frosted Flakes. I'm surprised I'm still alive, to be honest with you. I ate a lot of sugar as a kid. I used to just eat sugar cubes. You don't even know what sugar cubes are. They look like dice without the little dots on them. They're just pure sugar. They're sugar cubes. You just pour them down your throat and suck them like candy, which is what candy really is, by the way. Yeah, I had my fill of sugar. I don't have any like big sugar diseases going on, but I better be a little bit careful here. So no, I'm not hopped up on sugar nor on drugs or anything like that. I used to be high on life. Now, not so much, man. Not so much. I used to think that humanity was the great protector of itself. No, not so much now. I'm disappointed in humanity. I wonder where it went. I wonder where respect and decency went, especially when you have a leader of the country who is anything but those things. I don't know how this happened. I'm still waiting to wake up from this nightmare. But apparently, it's real. Is that the only thing that is real? I don't know. Israel. I said Israel by mistake. I mean, Israel's a fine country, don't get me wrong. I mean, I didn't live there. I've never been there. I don't plan to go. They got their problems. I don't know why I said Israel. Tara Wellington is one heck of a woman, let me tell you right now. I don't know her personally. I've talked to her many times before. She seems like a very nice person. She's going to tell you about some products that are available for the kids going back to school. You may want to consider some of these products. Maybe you won't. But maybe some of them will make them easier for you. I really don't know. Tara? Hi, Tara.
Ron, hi.
How you doing?
How are you?
Good to talk to you again. Tara Wellington. Yes, Tara Wellington is editor-in-chief of SimpleMomsGuy.com. And she's the expert on getting your whole life going here. Hey, we're not far away from the beginning of school, thank God. And it's time to think in along those lines. And we always look for tips and advice from you. But let's start with preparing for this school season, coming out of the summer and having a whole different frame of mind. Where does their mind have to be right now?
Well, yeah, it is a big change. It's a big shift. Yeah. And I'm here on behalf of several companies that I'll talk about today. Okay. And there are wellness challenges for a lot of those families as they begin the new school year. And one of every parent's challenges for back to school is helping children get enough nutrients to make it through the day yeah. and do well. And studies say that when you have healthy and nutritious food, then you're going to improve that learning and development. Now, the basics of a good meal are the whole grain, the protein, and a fruit or veggie. And one way to achieve that is with plant-based choices. And an example of this would be sun butter, no sugar added. And this is a really tasty option for the whole family. You can spread it on whole grain toasted bagel in the morning along with some fresh fruit, or with a sunflower butter and jelly sandwich for lunch. And it's nut-free and delicious, and it's also a school-friendly option. Plus, one serving gives you 7 grams of protein with more vitamins, minerals, and plant nutrients than nut butters.
Mm, okay. What about when the kids come home and they've had a long day at school and they've got 17 hours of homework and it's time to sit down at the table and have a family dinner? Do we eat differently during the school year?
Yeah, so a lot of times having that family dinner can be super important in terms of downtime, mm-hmm. being able to reconnect. I mentioned plant-based choices. And one of the things that you can do is look to some of those plant-based choices yeah. for those healthy benefits. You know, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, lactose intolerant, or just looking for health benefits by adding more veggies into your diet, mm-hmm. there's a lot of innovation in tasty and delicious plant-based food options right now. One of them is from Daiya. They have a brand new deluxe cheese sticks and burritos, which are dairy, gluten, and soy-free. Mm-hmm. And these are the first ever plant-based cheese sticks that are available in cheddar and mozzarella flavors. And the burritos, they're actually packed with 7 to 8 grams of protein per serving. They're made with wholesome ingredients like your red quinoa and your sweet potatoes and sun-dried tomatoes in 4 varieties. And both of these products are great for snacks or lunch boxes or even your dinner like you're talking mm-hmm. about.
Will kids over time actually ask for these types of foods? Because their friends are having like, horrible, horrible things that they're putting into their body. But a family can like change that direction to the point where kids actually crave this plant-based type of food.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you brought that up because it is a shift that parents can make. Uh-huh. As leaders in their homes. And I wrote about this in the book, The Reducitarian Solution, mm-hmm. That there is a shift that you can make in the taste of foods that your family has. Now, of course, we've talked about food here, but there are other things that affect your child's performance at school. Even if they do get a good breakfast and lunch, and that would be eye care. Mm-hmm. 80% of a child's learning happens through their eyes. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if they're having trouble seeing the board or reading, then this could affect their learning as sure. well. So this is why it's really important for a child to get their eyes checked from an eye doctor, not just mm-hmm. the school screening. And if you have United Healthcare's vision coverage, this is a really great time for you because the company has introduced an enhanced eye care benefit for children at no additional premium. And this means that members up to age 13 are going to get a second covered eye exam and an additional pair of glasses if their prescription changes. And this can really be important because children's eyes can change very quickly. Also, additional health and vision problems can be picked up by a good eye exam. So if you go to simplemomsguide.com, I have a link there about some free eye exams and glasses donations just for the back-to-school season, as well as links to everything that I've talked about.
Okay. Let's talk about sleep, which I love to talk about. During the summer, all bets are off. You sleep as late as you want, whatever. But then the school year begins, and both for parents and for kids, now you're on a strict schedule. You get up at a certain time, you go to bed at a certain time. It's a little like more daunting. How do I make sure I'm going to get a good night's sleep with this change of schedule?
Right. So one thing that is really important is that you make sure that as the day edges on, that you're closing the blinds so you keep the sun out. You're turning off the television and a lot of the noise, dimming down the lights, because this will really help so that it sends a signal to your brain to produce a chemical called melatonin.
Yep.
And this can really help to make you feel tired.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the ways that you can help adjust to that school schedule. And then in the morning, try to get sunlight as soon as possible.
Right.
That triggers your body to wake up. Having at least those 20 minutes of sunshine, go outdoors if you need to get that, can really make all the difference and can trigger those other hormones in your body so that you're up and ready to go. So there's a lot you can do naturally to help that work for you, for the school schedule.
Well, Tara has tons of other tips, and there's a place to go and find out what they are. Where is that?
You can go to simplemomsguide.com and check out all the articles that we have there, as well as links to everything I've talked about.
Perfect. Thanks for talking to us again today, Tara.
Hey, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tara. It's Tara Wellington. Okay. Hey, I'm out of time. You can tell. That's the closing theme music in the background. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. I hope you join me then. Until that time arrives, which is really closer than you think, even closer than the sun is to the earth, I wish you peace.